He Said, She Said, Lecture 14. Conclusion. What can you do?
Throughout this course, I've been emphasizing a metaphorical view of conversations between women and men as a kind of cross-cultural communication. I've traced the patterns to the way we learn to use language as children growing up playing with other children of the same sex, and I've described some of those differences. I imagine you're all wondering, okay, so what are we going to do about it? Although my research has focused on describing the differences, understanding the patterns, making sense of them, I have over the years developed some thoughts about how we can use this knowledge in our own lives. Here are three kinds of things that we can do. One thing you could do is change your style. Interestingly, when most people ask me, can a person change their conversational style? Usually what they have in mind is not changing their own style, but sending their partner in for repair. You can, however, change your own style, and that can often make a big difference, so I'll just give you a brief example. There was a woman who had run training programs together with a man. She felt that he never gave her a chance to talk. Every time somebody asked a question, he would answer the question before she could answer it. And she was pretty sure that he was intentionally trying to hog the stage. When she heard my lecture about how interruptions sometimes are created by a different habit with regard to how long you wait for the other person to speak, she decided that she would start speaking a bit more quickly than seemed natural to her. So if somebody raised their hand to ask a question, rather than waiting what to her was a normal, polite pause, she pushed herself to begin speaking right away. And lo and behold, he was quite happy to let her go ahead and answer the question. And in fact, he later said to her how happy he was that she was finally pulling her own weight. So just as she was annoyed at him for hogging the floor, he was annoyed at her for making him do all the work and not doing her part. So that's a very small change in style that led to a real difference. In addition to changing your style, something that we can do is meta-communicate. In other words, talk about communication. So if you, for example, say, I'm sorry, and someone says, don't apologize, it's not your fault, you could say, I wasn't apologizing. I was saying, I'm sorry that happened. I was expressing concern for you. You can even meta-communicate before you say something. So, for example, if you're about to ask people for their input, you might actually put that in words. Tell me what you think. I'm going to make the decision, but I'd like to have everybody's input before I make the decision. One woman that I got to know very well in an organization, because it was an organization which I had done my research in, and so I had studied her tape recordings of conversations, and I had shadowed her, and I had interviewed everybody in the division where she worked. This woman told me about a problem that had occurred. She had participated in an upward evaluation. This is something that many companies are doing now. So the people who report to her had evaluated her. And one man who reported to her put on this evaluation, she doesn't listen to us. This really caught her off guard because she was certain that she went around and got everybody's input. And in fact, I had observed that myself. During one of the days that I shadowed her, she had a decision to make about who was going to do what work, and she had called everybody in one at a time, talked to them about what she was planning to give them to do and making sure that it was okay with them. She clearly did listen to them. What he had in mind was that sometimes she would ask him what to do, he would tell her what to do, and then she didn't listen to him, she would go and do something else. In other words, he was mistaking her asking for input as asking him to decide. I asked her how she had resolved this problem, and she said that they had agreed that they respected each other and that henceforth, if either one of them felt the other was talking or behaving in a way that didn't make sense or was annoying, they would talk about it. So they resolved to meta-communicate. Of course, that's easier once you come to an agreement that that's what you're going to do. You'll find yourself in some situations where changing your style doesn't make any difference, and you can't get the other person to change their style, but just understanding what's going on takes away that sense of bafflement that you have when you just don't get it, why you're having the effect that you're having. It's really important in the workplace for both women and men to be aware of that double bind. If you feel critical of a man for being too arrogant, you might stop and ask yourself, is this really his personal trait, or is he just trying really hard to talk in a way that he thinks is appropriate? If you think a woman lacks confidence, maybe you can double check